No. Platinum address.
Oh, no, no, no. No.
Okay, spark it with, sitting up with, sitting up to.
No.
Alright.
I'm getting... No. No, okay.
Alright, say you're a girl, and, this person you're recording with, this male, he would be your...
Your guy. You know, he'd be... Well, I've heard, like, your beau, you know? He'd be your beau. I'd use that one.
Or, like the girl says, my blank gave me...
My boyfriend, or if, you know, going back a few years, my steady, or my guy, you know, my old man.
Okay.
My old man. Yeah, I've heard that one.
And then she would be your...
Your girl, your sweetheart, your honey, your chick.
Or in just plain language, your...
Girlfriend.
Okay. What is it from that you might get lipstick on you?
A girl.
From doing what?
Put it on her mouth.
No.
I'm kissing.
Or what else? What might you...
Smooching. Do? Smooching, yeah.
And something
making
along...
Making out.
What? Something else that you might be afraid to get caught in a car.
Oh, parking? Petting. What?
You might get spots on your neck from it.
Kissing? Making... Get hickeys? You mean? Okay, making out. Making it. Yeah, making it. What else would be?
Have you ever used a spooning or necking or busting?
Oh, necking, yeah, necking. Necking, yeah. What was the other? Spooning and what?
Spooning or busting.
Busting, no.
If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, in other words, she doesn't want to marry him, what do you say she did to him?
She, spurned him, rejected him. She,
maybe some...
Turned him away, yeah.
Some serious and jocular terms. What might you know of some jocular terms?
Canned him. Dropped him. Dropped him, told him to hit the road, you know, hit the streets, get lost, you know.
All right. What is it when two people are united together? What are they?
They're married.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is in a wedding. The man who stands next to the groom is the...
best man.
What else might you call him?
The best man?
Yeah.
That's the only term I know.
Have you ever... Okay.
Oh. The best man, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a waiter or groomsman?
The groomsman I've heard of, but it's always been best man.
All right. And...
So, yeah. The groomsman, usually, don't they take in all the people on the guy's side?
Yeah, you might be right, yeah.
Yeah, what was that title they gave to us?
Ushers?
Ushers, yeah.
Okay, and then the girl's best friend that stands next to her?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. This is usually after a wedding, while the honeymooners are... they've been married, and they might be on a honeymoon, but... It might be sort of a rowdy party they might have.
Oh, yeah.
After
the
wedding.
Yeah, the reception.
Well,
I mean, like a band?
Boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noise, and you call a date.
Oh, I don't know. They have, like, bachelor parties and stuff and showers, but I didn't know they do that.
They might fire rifles and piss and explode dynamite. Explode dynamite and then do some rough things to the bride and groom after the wedding.
Wow. You call the law. That's what you do.
Okay, well, have you ever heard of a...
dynamite.